Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, you guys. Bienvenidos a Dish Nation. I hope you guys are ready to dish with us. But before we get started, we got to say what's up to our Atlanta crew. ATL, what's up?
What's up, y'all?
All right, the 2010s are almost over, you guys, and we continue our trip down memory lane through the decade, and today we're going to be looking at the craziest, funniest, juiciest stories of 2014.
All right.
Who had the biggest wedding, who had the biggest breakup, but you know what, Headcrack, what you got, brother? Kick this off for us, man.
Well, let's start today's show off with one of the biggest stories of 2014, the biggest fight of the century, Jay-Z versus Solange.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. And feet.
Oh, yes. Because we all know goes down when there's $1 billion on the elevator.
Bro, you're not lying.
Yo, the rumor mill started swirling the moment the surveillance cam footage was released of Solange going ape in a hotel elevator on her brother-in-law after the Met Gala. Now, her sister Beyonce just stood there just watching like the Emperor in Return of the Jedi. Listen, word on the street was that the fashion designer Rachel Roy, a.k.a. Becky with the good hair, was a little too flirtatious with Jay-Z at an after party. So Queen B approached Rachel and, told her to fall back a little bit.
Wow.
And then Solange came through on defense to back up a big sis. And surprisingly, Jay-Z was apparently a little disrespectful with the Knowles sisters. And then Solange had to go put them paws on him in the elevator.
Yes. Mm. Because that's how it works. If you sick your friend or your sister on somebody, you step back. Let them handle it. Because you're the one.
Portia.
You
can't
be, I don't know, man.
Portia, don't you think your little sister, if Dennis was acting up, would kick his ass?
Right.
Yes, if we were in an elevator and she knew he couldn't run.
Even if
hit her back? He can't hit.
He can't
Jay-Z
do nothing.
Could not have possibly hit her back.
Oh, he could.
He had to take those kicks and them licks.
But he could have just, I think he did put his arm up a little bit.
He tried.
But but she was going ham.
She was
uncontrollable.
She almost did an uppercut.
I'm on Jay-Z's side about this, and the Knowles girl should have settled down because this was my ex-business partner's ex-wife. So we have history together. I know her. We've gone to stuff. She's coming up and talking to me. Maybe it's a loud party. She's up and, talking to my ears.
And from a distance, you're
and then all of a sudden, Beyonce, who should be the most confident one in the world, comes over and starts telling her to back off. It's like, hey, relax. Then Solange got to get on that. I know there's a camera in the elevator. That's why I'm sitting over in the corner just going, oh, great. This is going to get on Dish Nation. Next thing you know, Portia's going to be talking about it.
That's their goal.
Next thing you know, Chewie's going to be hitting on Portia.
Right.
Okay, talking about beating up her fiance.
Because when they walked out of the elevator, you saw everybody's all cool except for Solange. She's just like,
look at Jay-Z face, though. It was like he knew he was in some
Well, Jay-Z, and you can't win for losing. Like, you obviously can't hit a girl back, and at the end of the day, you got beat up by Solange in the elevator.
And look at Beyonce's face. She's very pleased with the situation.
But Solange is broke today because, honey,
she took up for Beyonce. Excuse me, Solange has way more money than you, sir.
Yeah, well, she got way more money than me, but, honey, that's why, honey, now Beyonce let this girl fight her husband and stuff, but she's still winning.
She just had a number one album. Goodbye.
All right, so the Knowles Carter Mafia quickly shut down those rumors by releasing a joint statement, and it said, Jay and Solange each assume their share of responsibility for what has occurred. They both acknowledge their role in this private matter that's played out in the public. At the end of the day, families have problems and we're no different. We love each other, and above all, we are family. We've put this behind us and hope everyone else will do the same.
Wow. Can I just say, I never heard this statement before.
I didn't know that
they even acknowledged it outside of Beyonce's song, where she said, of course it goes down in an elevator when $1 billion. I didn't know they put out a statement.
Oh, you never hear the hug. You only hear the slap.
left.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow. All right, well, we're going to keep moving 2014 along with a little bit of love.
Nice.
In 2014, we witnessed some of the most famous celebrity couples getting hitched.
Whoa.
I don't know if you can remember just off the top, but Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. 2014, oh, wow. They got
which
married.
I would have to applaud right now for being still together. Yeah. I mean, come on.
And four kids.
Four babies.
She had a lot of opportunities to exit.
She did. Now, they weren't the only celebrity couples to wed. In Italy, George and Amal Clooney wed in a beautiful ceremony in Venice.
Aww.
There was another A-list wedding, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. The couple wed at their Chateau Miraval in France.
I'm surprised they're still together.
Whoopsie daisy. Yeah, out of all those couples who got married in 2014, they're the only ones not together.
And they're the ones I would have thought would have been together.
Me too,
still,
with all the kids. Because you've got, like, look, we've got six kids. We've got to figure out how to make
sure. She let the kids draw on her dress, for goodness sake.
But it's like a show that's about to get canceled. They always will bring in, like, a cute kid to try to save the show.
That part.
You put in mad kids to try to save the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We have started bringing in PJ. What does it mean?
Stop it at once.
That's the death knell. We're over.
We're over, guys.
Only thing missing is Ted McKinley.
Well, although there was lots of love in 2014, there were plenty of breakups, too. Couples like Jennifer Lopez and Casper Smart, Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa, Jason Derulo and Jordan Sparks, Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas all decided to go their separate ways. But one of the most talked about divorces of the year was actress Gwyneth Paltrow and Coldplay's Chris Martin. After 10 years of marriage and two kids, the couple decided to divorce and begin consciously uncoupling, which meant they would remain friends. The former couple was seen on several dinner dates and even took a trip to the Bahamas after separating. That's crazy. So Gwen received lots of backlashes for the term she used, with a lot of people calling it pretentious.
I will say this. If you have kids together, figure it out, because no babies...
Right. Well, they have figured it out, and they're still close friends.
Right.
But the thing is, I'm so glad conscious uncoupling didn't take off. They're the only couple that ever used it for themselves and didn't become a thing.
Nobody else used. They're consciously uncoupling. We're both very aware that we're before or after the divorce.
Hell, consciously uncoupling. We consciously are breaking up, uncoupling.
But everybody breaks up consciously. Everybody breaks up and they know they're breaking up. So you don't really think about it.
I think divorce is good for kids. They get two Christmases, two birthdays, two 4th of July. Yeah. I mean,
sometimes
it's awesome.
A second and third parent.
New mommies, new daddies.
Hey, man, I'm a product of divorce, and I turned out all right.
You did.
Okay, I did.
But imagine how great you'd be if they'd stayed together.
Stepmom's a whole category on Pornhub.
I'd be on Good Morning America.
That wasn't the only big divorce that happened in 2014. How about, do you remember Paula Patton and...
Robin Thicke.
After 20 years of marriage. That's pretty exciting about that.
20, that's
Paula.
Crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy. And he publicly kept trying to get her back, and she never
He screwed
did.
Up in a
what
big way.
What did he do? I forgot.
He cheated on her.
He cheated on her. He blurred the lines of marriage. Also, actress Sofia Vergara split with her fiancé, Nick Loeb, at the time. Mm. And that was a big lawsuit going on because he was trying to keep her embryos.
They're trying to have a baby with her when they're not even together.
He's trying to have an omelet.
Yeah.
I mean, Sofia Vergara, I'd eat her omelet.
I would eat her omelet after you ate. I would have her leftovers.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, she came so close to marrying the Fiddle Faddle King. I mean, it's like, why would you give that money up?
I think he did, like, Onion Crunch.
Onion Crunch.
It was one of them. I thought it was Fiddle
Faddle. I knew it was something.
But who the hell holds somebody's eggs hostage? This guy was psycho.
But I think between those two, I think Robin Thicke was the worst because he, like, publicly tried to get her back for a whole year. Even dropped the album that was named after Paula, and that flopped, too.
Yeah.
Jesus, yes, yes.
And he had, I gotta get a go, get a go,
get a go. Don't sing it.
Sorry.
You and then gotta stay back because she didn't come back.
She did not.
That song did so poorly that we could probably sing it and no one would know it.
It's like one of my favorite songs.
Okay, coming up, we have the 2014 edition of What the Fashion, and you don't want to miss it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, it's time for
What the Fashion.
And this time, honey, Johnny, we're looking at the year of 2014. Hey, Craig, who you got?
All right, my friends. Well, first up, we got Pharrell Williams at the Grammy Awards. Now, he took home 4 awards, including Record of the Year for Get Lucky, but it was his look that actually stole the show. Now, he rocked the red Adidas track jacket, but what got everybody talking was his hat. It was from Vivienne Westwood's 1982-83 Buffalo collection, and the best comment out of everybody was when Arby's tweeted, "Hey, Pharrell, can we have our hat back?" But, you know, Pharrell is pretty slick, so he replied, "Y'all trying to start some roast beef?"
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. I didn't even know he responded.
Yo, and, like, he really ran with it because, like, he started doing, like, the voice and stuff like that, and he would wear that hat on the voice and he became, like, the big hat guy.
But I didn't realize was how fly that damn Adidas jacket was.
Because it's leather.
Is it leather?
I hadn't even paid attention. Yes, I was looking at the hat. Mm.
Now, just a few weeks later at the Academy Awards, Pharrell ditched the hat, and he and his wife Helen showed up in kind of matching tuxedos. His had shorts, and hers had a floppy tie.
He looked like Lil Bo Peep, and she looked like, honey, the girl lost her shit.
Now, this next look is an homage to the fashion statement from the past. In 2001, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake were a denim delight at the American Music Awards. Well, I guess this really spoke to Katy Perry. She and rapper Riff Raff wore their own version of the denim outfits to the 2014 MTV Awards.
Now, I like the Versace belt. Now, I do like that.
Who got that?
Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
And so does Riff Raff.
Yeah, they did that little part. And they asked some sparkle. Riff Raff
added
a little sparkle.
She gave me a Priscilla Presley.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
Okay, so who do you think won, Gary? Who? We got to have a winner, got to have a loser.
Yes, honey. Now, the biggest What the Fashion for 2014 is...
Oh, God.
Who y'all think?
I would have to say Pharrell.
That's what I was going
with.
Pharrell and his wife, Helen. I mean, they look nice. I mean, I love the little look because, you know, I love the suit because back in the day, Willie Smith had that effect, that suit with the little short and the jacket. Mm-hmm. And I had one like that, honey. So I'm going to give it to just Pharrell and his beautiful wife, little Helena.
Yeah, because
we're the winner.
And that brings us to...
Dish Gone Viral.
Okay, the biggest viral video moment of 2014 was not a single video, but a whole movement. The Ice Bucket Challenge became a benefit for ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. If you were nominated for the challenge, you were supposed to record a video dumping a bucket of ice water over your head or donate money. Of course, many people took the challenge and donated money, too.
Yeah.
Lots of celebs did the challenge, including LeBron James, Justin Bieber, and even Oprah. But we've got one you might have missed at the time. Long before she was the Duchess of Sussex, like Gary would say, Gary's cousin, Meghan Markle, was an actress on the TV show Suits. She took the challenge and it left her looking a little less than royal, darling. Take a look.
Before we knew that water was warm.
I did see a lot of water now. Meghan then nominated her friend Serena Williams, but as far as we can tell, Serena never took the challenge.
Ooh.
I guess it's easier to ignore the actress than a royal.
Oh.
Now we've got one more to show you, and it's our girl P. Willie, y'all.
Oh, y'all check it out.
Bucket.
I know.
Yeah. My goodness. And he poured slow.
One ice cube at a time.
Y'all can see all the ice.
He's like,
Well, as y'all can see, I'm glad. This is back when Instagram, the videos were on like 15 seconds. Because I'm pretty sure he would have been pouring even slower.
Yeah, he would have had 2
slower.
Buckets.
Girl.
Well, up next, honey, see how well L.A. knows these famous pictures from 2014. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah!
Frank!
2014 was the year of the famous selfie and a lot of fun celebrity photos. You guys remember Ellen's famous selfie?
Yes.
The Oscars.
From the Oscars.
Yes, from the Oscars.
Yeah, it's just right off the top there.
She's
well,
brilliant.
Let's see how well your memory really is, Heidi.
Okay. Pretty good.
With a game I'd like to call...
Who dat?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Who dat anyway?
Who?
I'll show you a few pictures, okay? From 2014, and you'll have to figure out which celebs' faces are blurred in the picture.
Okay, wow. I'm ready.
Now, you must guess both celebs if blurred.
Okay.
So if you get one, you don't get the other one. The other has a chance to steal, but you best by naming both celebs that are blurred out of the picture. Shout it out if you know it, okay? Each one's worth a point. Each question's worth a point. And I do have a clue in case you both get stumped. Here we go. First one, the famous Ellen Selfie, who's missing?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll give you a clue.
Give me a clue.
I wouldn't mind having her as my stepmom, and he has a lot of cards in his home.
Oh, my God.
Julia Roberts and...
Spacey.
Yes! All right, that means you canceled each other's points.
All right.
Next one here. It is who had to dodge the angel wings?
Ariana Grande.
Boom, boom, boom. All right, next one. Who did J-Law jokingly say she was going to come in and push down the stairs in this photo? Here's your clue. She has a good reputation. She's fearless.
Damn it. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift! Yeah. Oh, all right, it's all tied up, 2-2.
I had it as soon as I saw her body.
Damn it.
Here's the next one. Who dat?
I love this game.
Who were the stars acting in this music video?
Kanye and Kim.
Is it Kanye and Kim? Yes, it's Kanye and Kim.
Yes!
And we reenacted that video, too.
Yes, you did?
Yeah, Frank
Can we
did.
Play a clip of that?
Well, we should really try.
I think we burned that. Question five on who dat. Who's behind the paper bag?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf!
Oh!
Yeah. Anybody give me an update on the score we got right now? I think we're down to the last question. And the next,
This is a tiebreaker.
I think we're at a tie, and the next question's worth 5 points. Final question. Who are the two missing beauties? A clue for one, she can read your mind, Chewy. And clue number two, for the other, she's one of LA's finest.
Gabrielle Union. All right.
And
Taraji P. Henson!
Actually, I think that ends in a tie. All right, to settle this, who wins? 1, 2, 3, 4. It's about to be a thumb war.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Yo, Heidi has big ass thumbs, yo.
Okay, ready?
Sasha, better what?
2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war.
Oh, wow. Oh, look at you. Heidi's.
Yo, your hands are so sweaty.
That's not sweat, Chewy.
Sweaty.
That's not sweat.
Oh, God, go ahead.
All right, I guess I'll just give it to Heidi for the credits of only. Sorry, we're out of here.
Our clothing was sponsored by who, Frank?
Freddy Krueger.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, as we continue to walk down this memory lane, that is 2014, there was one big event that dominated the whole news cycle. Do you remember what it was?
No, what was it?
It was the snowpocalypse.
Oh.
Yo, you remember when, like, Winter Storm Leon came through and it shut the whole metro area of Atlanta down for almost a week?
Sure did. It was longer than that, actually. I think we were out for, like, a week and a half, if not two.
But here's the crazy part. Mm-hmm. As New York and Chicago prepares to scoff, it was 2 inches of snow that shut the city of Atlanta down,
right,
man.
Chicago will get 18 to 25 inches of snow.
Ooh.
It will be up to your door, past your head. You still going to school, work, the trucks outside plowing the snow, laying down salt. You going to get to where you got to get to. You don't get no days off.
Well, we like to be safe, honey. We are safe here in Atlanta.
But there was only one team leader in this room.
Who?
Me. I came to work.
Sir, because you live right there. You literally walk over here.
You live 5 feet away from here.
And let me tell y'all what I was doing. So I had already had a doctor's appointment set and ready to go on the day after it happened, right?
Mm.
Guess what the appointment was?
What?
Coco and Chanel.
Oh, that's what
I got. Yeah, that's what I got. And so they had told me, they were like, we're going to have to cancel your appointment. I was like, oh, you're not canceling
you
my appointment.
You drove to that, didn't you?
Oh, so yeah, you could go to that.
I made my way over there and got them titties.
Well, based on what was going on, I'm surprised you didn't call them the snow globe as opposed to Coco.
The snow globe.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.